Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. You have probably seen it on social media. Maybe you have friends or relatives who have sent text messages where you went, okay. And of course, we see it on the text line at WGN as well. And that is the different reactions to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Well, some people that chose to post publicly have lost their jobs. Karen North is a professor of digital social media at USC and a psychologist. Karen, thanks for joining us. So what prompts people to do something like this? I think most of us would expect that if we said some of the things that we are reading on social media, especially about the bullet missing, which seems to be a recurring theme, you would think that would probably lead to a dismissal if you are publicly the face of your company, or you even have it in your byline, or your boss disagrees with you. Is it a certain type of personality that wants to do this, or are we just in a situation where people feel they need to spew all their crazy ideas? Maybe she's not with us. She was. She's like, that was too long of an intro. Go ahead, try and get her back on the phone. Yep, she's gone. She's gone. It started with Tenacious D, the Tenacious D bandmate Kyle Gass. So Jack Black, everybody loves Jack Black. He's out. Tenacious D is out on tour. And in wake of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump's life, he was one of the people that took to social media to make a joke and a comment. And the very next day, Jack Black, the other member of the Tenacious D duo, said he was blindsided. He announced he was ending the rest of the tour and that he would pause any plans to work with Gass again in the future. And as you know, they've been together for years. Hey, Karen, are you with us?
I am.
Sorry about that. We had some phone issues. How are you today?
I'm aware. I'm good. I'm glad we figured out the phone issues.
Yeah. So is it a certain type of person, or are we just in a point in America where people feel that social media is something that where they have their right to voice their opinion?
I mean, the biggest issue that we have with social media is that a lot of the social cues are not available. So people forget momentarily and they act impulsively and they say things that they would not say if they were with a group of people who who gave them the social cues. Like we would, if you said something and people cringed or they shook their head or they recoiled, you might back off and apologize or just change your path. But on social media, people are alone with their phones and they feel like they could just say what they want. They don't get the feedback until it's too late.
And in many cases, they think they're being funny and there's not an audience there to give them that laugh or that reassurance that what they said is supported. And then the backlash comes where people are losing their jobs.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we're living in a time right now that, you know, I say this all the time to my students and to other, you know, to people in entertainment, that you have to be careful because right now we're living in a moment in time where people want accountability. And social media has provided us with the old-fashioned town square with the stocks in it, where, you know, we've all gone to those sort of historical sites or seen them on TV, where they put people in the stocks and so that they could be publicly humiliated for their misbehaviors. And social media provides that without any adjudication. There's no judge or jury. There's no opportunity to tell your side of the story. You just get held out there for the things that you do on social media or that you do publicly that get captured by iPhone videos.
You're right. And we love to shame people these days.
And not only do we love to shame people, but even prosecutors, I'm always sort of taken aback by the prosecutors who go on TV and they say, we're going to charge this person and these other people too, because we need accountability. You know, we want somebody should be held responsible for this. And it's, you know, really a twist on the old fashioned civics classes that some of us were forced to take when we were younger. or the whole idea of, you know, let's try to figure out how to solve problems rather than hold people accountable. And, you know, again, shaming them rather than trying to solve problems or trying to find, you know, get to the bottom of what's really happened.
And that's a good point, because not only are they holding them accountable, but they will hold accountable the place where they are employed, because they'll shame them and say, how dare you employ someone that would say such a thing? In fact, Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen and Bar, it's a restaurant. They've got locations in several states. Of one of their workers posted something. They fired him and then immediately went on social media and said, hey, this person's no longer employed here. They violated our social media policy. Do you find that places like restaurants have social media policies?
Well, as it turns out, you know, I personally believe that everybody who works at the front counter of a fast food place should be given media training these days, because it's always the people with the iPhone who capture something without knowing the inciting incidents. You know, those are the people who are in a public spot. But it's, you know, the thing that I keep warning people about these days, and it's really thought-provoking, or at least I think it is every time you hear on radio, TV, newspapers, online, when you hear in an unprecedented move, ask yourself what precedent was just set that now can come back to haunt a whole variety of people that could be applied more broadly. But, you know, these people who work in a, you know, everybody's running scared these days. Every business doesn't want the person who just showed up, you know, who just trended on social media and ended up on the nightly news. They don't want that person affiliated with them, because now they're held accountable for not having morals. So pretty much every business now has at least, you know, sort of a morality clause. Like, we can fire you if you behave in a way that we find, you know, socially problematic.
And do you counsel people who find themselves in that situation?
Well, I have the fun of teaching things like crisis communication. And as a result of that, I talk to a lot of people that are in the public eye and companies. And, you know, we all have to live in sort of a paranoid state these days, because the news cycle isn't a cycle anymore. It's sort of immediate. And then the adjudication process sometimes bypasses the adjudication process, and it's just sort of what the public opinion is on social media without any explanation or, you know, counter narratives. Like, you can't say this is what really happened, or did you see the person who did this to me first? No, right. You know, people are so fickle these days that it's everybody's sort of in a defensive posture. So, yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, be careful, you know, be careful what you do and say publicly. And when I say publicly, I mean, if you're sitting in your closet with your iPhone or in your bedroom or in the basement or in your cubicle, stop and ask yourself, would it be okay if I did this in front of an entire audience, a world audience? Because you might be doing it in front of a world audience.
Great to know. That is Karen North, professor of digital social media at USC and a psychologist. Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.